McGriffin! He's the GM of the Cavaliers, improving the roster! McGriffin! He's gonna make them better without any assets! McGriffin! The dude's a freaking genius! McGriffin!
1 minute until trade deadline, McGriffin.
Okay, thanks, Vicky. Well, first, we gotta figure out a way to acquire some assets to improve this team. Hand me a first-round pick.
There's no first-round picks!
We're out of first-round pick. Well, hand me a second-round pick.
We're out of second-round picks, too! All we have are trade exemptions.
Oh, okay, then give me a trade exemption.
Give us another playmaker.
Yes, I know, LeBron. I know. I'm looking for a playmaker. Now, would you please shut up?
We need to improve the roster by March 1st, or they won't be playoff eligible.
Okay. We'll wait for the buyouts. We're gonna get Deron Williams and Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut just broke his leg in the first minute playing, McGriffin.
I've been trying to improve the roster. I guess I'll just get, Larry
McGriffin!
Hey everybody, welcome to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I am sorry, it has been since February 24th that I have done a podcast, and frankly, I have a very good explanation why. The intro that you heard on this show was originally partially recorded for last Monday's episode when the Cavs were able to get all, the word was that Deron Williams and Bogut were going to come in, so I decided to wait until after Deron Williams actually played, and then they lost. So then at that point, I didn't really know what to say because I was like, well, maybe we shouldn't be so happy about this. But then Bogut was coming, so I had more to talk about. I'm like, I'm going to get this done. And then I ended up time getting away from me, and it was Monday, and I was like, I'm going to wait until this game's over and just get it up on Tuesday and only miss a week. That's fine. And then Andrew Bogut played for, 58 seconds and fractured his fibia and is out for the rest of the season. So, you know, David Griffin, I still think the man is great, working the salary cap, working the roster, managing those trade exemptions, and doing a hell of a job as GM. But unfortunately, it looks like Andrew Bogut will not be playing at all in the playoffs. Not a difference maker in the slightest, not even for depth off the bench, because Cavs bad luck just happens over and over again. And I get it. Andrew Bogut has, you know, you could make a highlight reel of all the gruesome, disgusting injuries he's had over the years. He's not even just like a guy who's had like, oh, he gets injured. Like, he has had brutal injury after brutal injury in his career. And his number one pick status in 2005 has amounted to one championship with the Warriors, one third team All-NBA appearance, and that's it. And it's not really because he's a bad player. It's because he kept getting hurt. And even when he came back, his elbow got destroyed so badly, his shooting touch was gone forever. So Andrew Bogut, shout out to you. I'm glad you were a Cavalier, even if it was for such a short while, because this afternoon the Cavs waived him and he is going to be gone. And chances are, from what I read, reporting by Dave McMenamin, DeAndre Liggins might be on his way out too, to save the Cavs some money for when they sign another player, which leads me to say, who are they going to sign? And a lot of people want Larry Sanders, and I think his athleticism and defense ability would be awesome to have on the Cavaliers. But he left the NBA because of depression, and this is not me making fun of him. I've had my own issues with that over the years. But then last year he got arrested, and the court case is still unresolved, and apparently the word on the street after they worked him out is that he was not in game-ready shape. He was not in a position to contribute or play, but you know, maybe they can sign him. There's a month left in the season. Bring him in off the bench as Tristan's backup, get him into game shape, and then maybe he can contribute as a rim protector in the playoffs, because when he was healthy and playing, he was an elite defensive center, probably one of the best in the league behind Andrew Bogut, who broke his leg. So what else is going on, huh? If you haven't had a chance, look up when Andrew Bogut hurt his elbow and you will lose your appetite for approximately 4 days, because it made my elbow hurt just watching it. And it's like one of those knee injuries. Like, remember when that guy was March Madness? I'm not a college sports fan, but you know, you turn on the tournament and you fill out your bracket until you win and your friends don't pay out, so you stop playing. Not that I'm upset about it. But you do it, you watch the games. Remember that guy whose leg snapped in half and then Paul George had the same thing? His elbow is the equivalent of those injuries, except his elbow. He lands on it and it bends completely in the opposite direction. Actually, just thinking about that, I think I'm never going to play rec league basketball again, even though I enjoy it so much, or pickup games. Maybe I should just not do anything active. Maybe all of us listening should just not watch that video. It actually is quite horrible. Bad news, though, for all you fans who didn't get your Andrew Bogut jersey. If you ordered one, I'm sorry. I don't know how many Andrew Bogut fanatics are, but I'm sure a lot of Australian people just ordered one to replace their Dellavedova jersey. And now, mate, they're out of luck. Since the Cavs acquired their new all-star buyout players, they lost to Boston in Boston. They beat Atlanta in a game that was only by 5 points, 135 to 130, which should never have been that close. They lost to Miami in a game LeBron and Kyrie rested, which meant the only starter that played was Tristan Thompson. And then they lost to Miami at home, where Deion Nails Waiters hit a three from the logo, banked it in to seal the win. It wasn't a game winner. They were already up by three, but he sealed it and just walked off like he had won every NBA Finals ever and the Super Bowl with that shot. You know, I respect Deion Waiters, and that's why I'm against the Muslim ban, because Deion Waiters is a Muslim as an excuse to get out of the national anthem. I don't remember what podcast I talked about that. There's a tribute episode to Deion Waiters in the archives, and you should check it out. He is a terrible, he was a guy I didn't necessarily love on the Cavs, but I find him so entertaining and his personality to just be the best, because he thinks he is the best. And that was one of the things Kevin Durant said in an interview this year, is that Deion Waiters legitimately believes he's the best player in the NBA. And you got to respect that, because that's what you should think. Deion Waiters, I can't be mad at you for that. Don't punch Kyrie in the face in the locker room. We got no problems. I guess on one last final note, I won a Cavs Twitter contest by doing a Spanish call, which I am going to play for you right now.
LeBron, saca el balón. Pasa el balón a Corver para Trey. El todo arriba. Ah, flama blanco es el fuego.
Thank you to Rafa, the Spanish play-by-play announcer in the Cavs. They sent me a sweet package. I got a Los Cavaliers shirt, a pin, a new era Cavs bag, and a Cavs phone charger, all because I did a call in Spanish. And also, shout out to Brother Carlos at Archbishop Hoban in Akron, Ohio, for teaching me all the Spanish I need to know. I feel bad now, because when I was a sophomore, as a prank, he had a screen down over his notes, which were written on the chalkboard. And me and my buddy Gorbach, before the class started, went underneath the screen because he wasn't in the room, and we drew dicks all over his notes, which is the funniest thing ever to a 15-year-old. And then during class, everybody was just waiting, or we were waiting. The rest of the people didn't all know it was under there until the moment he would pull that screen down. And he pulled the screen, it flew back up. It was one of those old projector screens. And the entire class died laughing because there was dicks all over the notes. Nobody saw that coming. And Brother Carlos, to his credit, did not sell it even for an instant, and immediately picked up an eraser and tried to erase the dick drawings without erasing any of his notes, and did not acknowledge it past that point. So thank you, Brother Carlos, for all the Spanish knowledge you taught me, because it won me a Cavs t-shirt. That's it for this episode. I will be back on Monday and Thursday, I promise you. There's a lot to talk about with the Cavs, especially who they could pick up and how these games go. And I love the fact, even though they beat the Warriors tonight, that the Celtics are in a huge tailspin. So while the Cavs play their worst stretch of the season without Kevin Love and JR, the Celtics aren't gaining any ground. So congratulations, Boston. And thank you for being a mediocre team that can't even take advantage of a weak Eastern Conference regular season. I appreciate you guys for still listening. Check out lousyweathermedia.com. I have an Amazon banner in there. I'm trying to get the Amazon banner on my own website, chrisclem.net, which I'm redesigning right now. People have been using it. Check it out. You want to support, you're going to buy some on Amazon, use my Amazon banner, and thank you very much. And go Cavs. You know, it's the regular season. It's the end of it. Just have some fun. Watch them play. It's is what it is, you know? I hate that. No, it's not. It's just regular season basketball. I need the playoffs to start and everybody come back healthy, and I'll be very happy. Go Cavs. Talk to you on Monday. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.